State lawmakers peppered officials from the University of Tennessee with questions this afternoon about how many resources are going toward diversity programs. The discussion originated with a blog post about gender-neutral pronouns. In August, the head of UT's Pride Center wrote that some students don't identify as a he or she, and that people on campus should ask each other what pronouns they prefer to use. It suggested they might prefer to use Z, or singular they. That led to national media attention and a political firestorm. Some lawmakers say their constituents were offended by something that state dollars paid for.
Well, I'm not passing judgment on anybody's lifestyle. That's their business.
Senator Todd Gardenhire of Chattanooga.
But I have a responsibility to look at the numbers, look at the financial numbers, and see, are you spending your money wisely on that campus? To me, it appears that you're not.
UT Knoxville Chancellor Jimmy Cheek defended the college's spending. He said most of the funding goes toward recruiting and retaining diverse students, such as a program to attract more African Americans to engineering. University officials also touched on other aspects of diversity, including gender, ethnicity, religion, and sexual orientation. But they did shy away from specifically defending LGBT initiatives, instead saying generally that they want a campus that's inclusive to all students. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Seiner.